Dozens of men gather in the sweltering heat on a field in Vestavia Hills. They're part of a lacrosse league started this summer. The different colored helmets and gear represent the mix of college and high school teams the young and middle-aged men have played for. It's a chaotic scene, at least for anyone who doesn't know the game. You have to wonder how a sport originating with Native Americans in the northern U.S. and Canada fits into a state known for its obsession with football. For Nick Goska, who grew up playing in Alabama, it's a no-brainer.
Native Alabamians are going to take to lacrosse. I mean, they already do. They see a bunch of guys swinging sticks around and beating the crap out of each other. They're going to take to it pretty easily. I'd say it's probably just the football mentality that they have. It can complement the sport very well.
One of Alabama's biggest cheerleaders for lacrosse today is Hunter Falconer, executive director of the Greater Birmingham Youth Lacrosse Association.
We're constantly looking for people with some lacrosse experience that have moved to town or moved to Alabama to help jump in. That's where most of the people that started lacrosse here in Alabama, that's the way it started. The guys migrated down to Alabama and wanted to continue the game down here, and this is what it has grown to.
In 2006, there were 150 youth players statewide. Today, there are nearly 3,000, thanks in part to adult league members like Chris Koss.
I own a store up in Vestavia, lacrosse sporting goods store, and those kids come in. At first, the parents are like, well, we don't know if he's going to stick with the sport, so we want to kind of spend as little as possible. And then within like 6 months, we're coming back buying high-end gloves, high-end stick. They just get hooked on it.
Koss also coaches Bamalax, a traveling team of local players, and the Hoover High School men's club team. He says more than 20 schools statewide have varsity or JV programs operating as club teams. Small schools see lacrosse as a new avenue to compete for athletic recognition and possibly a state title. Larger schools, though, are often limited in what they are willing or can do to introduce the game. This is usually due to investments in other sports and the lack of available field space. But before any state titles are handed out, the game first has to go through an official sanctioning process. The Alabama High School Athletic Association requires at least 10% or close to 40 schools to have teams before it will declare lacrosse an emerging sport. Then it can vote to sanction lacrosse as a varsity sport statewide. Observers say sanctioning is most likely just around the corner. That's good news for high school players, a growing number of whom are attending college on lacrosse scholarships throughout the country. This includes a growing number of African American players entering a sport that's dominated by white players at all levels. Hunter Falconer hopes it's just the start of a new trend.
Our goal here is to develop the game where in the future, you know, Alabama lacrosse will be recognized. There'll be coaches coming to Alabama to recruit kids. We have onesies and twosies now, but we want coaches to want to really come to Alabama and really do a true recruitment here.
Tom Lewis with the Alabama Lacrosse Officials Association is especially optimistic about the future.
If we follow in the footsteps of our neighbors, Florida and Georgia, we're on the cusp of some real phenomenal growth. We have big cities that really hadn't gotten a hold of the sport, Mobile, Montgomery. They really have not started playing there.
By the next spring season, coaches expect at least 1,700 kids will be playing in the Birmingham area, with a major push for expansion into Trussville and Gardendale, and a larger push on the women's side of the game. For WBHM, I'm Will Dahlberg.